All right. James Erickson here. I'm choking on my chicken wrap. I'm here with Jerry Jones.
He's not. Never mind. I'm not even going to dig any deeper in that one. God.
Just ran into that one. We're here at Boone's Treasury, another marketing beer cast. To hear all the marketing beer casts, marketingbeercast.com.
Yeah, and if you are so inclined, get your lazy ass on over to jerryjonesdirect.com or emcdemo.com.
Yeah, depending on what you like.
Yeah.
Jerry, I kind of... We didn't have any idea. Here's the show prep that we always talk so highly about.
You're so big on.
I've got a new direct mail piece that I've designed, put together, and I think it's going to kick butt. It's the new resident guide.
Okay.
And it's absolutely awesome. You've seen it. You want to do it, but you won't pay my price. I'm looking for
I'm cheap.
The correct angle to sell it.
The hook?
The hook.
You're looking for the Willie Mays Hayes.
And we went for this like a couple weeks ago with Jason from the Virgin Islands.
Which was awesome.
And that was actually an awesome one.
I sounded like a spaz on that. I was so excited, I just couldn't contain myself.
But anyway, hey, if you want to be featured or have a live by phone, I should say, consult with us on the BeerCast, feel free to contact us, marketingbeercast@gmail.com. And we'll let you know how you can get on an episode of the BeerCast. We'll promote your business, but we'll also help you promote your business, I guess. We've got thousands of listeners that can hear you talk about what you do and exactly who you tailor to. And we'll give you some...
Thank you. Copper pail.
We'll give you some more ways as well to promote your business and use the resources you have available to find more customers, I guess. And
that's the whole point.
It's a short pitch.
Yeah. But we don't take just everybody. First of all, you have to like beer.
You have to like beer, yeah.
And
you have to deal with our craziness.
And
actually, it does get crazy at times.
It does. And actually, you're best off getting your butt here to hang out with us while we do it. It's a lot more effective.
I think so.
Because James and I are two of the best-looking guys we have ever seen.
Yes, at least in Jerry's case.
Right.
He doesn't see many guys.
I'm mostly a heterosexual.
mostly. I like your qualifier. Mostly.
Well, Tim McGraw's playing at the country fair out in Sweet Home this weekend. I'm going to watch him. Tim's a great guy.
Here's the deal, Jerry. And I know your wife's listening to this because she listens to every beer cast religiously.
Of course she doesn't.
It's on her iPod.
Of course she doesn't.
When she works out, she listens to it on her iPod.
Because the beat is so with it.
Tim McGraw is the bait. You're just there for the school of fish. That's how I look at it. I mean,
Tim's the peanut butter around the pill.
Exactly.
That beer was strong.
You're not there for Tim McGraw. You're there for those that are for Tim McGraw.
Tim
McGraw, yeah.
I do like this music.
Not a country music fan,
but I prefer Faith Hill.
I can see the draw.
Honest with you.
Well, she might be there, right?
But
are they still married?
Draw the women that Tim will.
Are they still married?
Well, of course they are.
Okay.
They're like one of the few country music,
one of the few celebrity couples that are occurring.
And you'll notice they're not in the news a whole lot. At least not lately, in the last year or so. But anyway, Hook, well, tell me about your product. What do you got going on? What are you promising to deliver?
Well, the direct mail piece is actually one that goes to new residents in the area. And Jerry's phone always rings. New residents in the area. And what it is instead of a blatant letter, new mover letter style pitch, which is what we've always done in the past and what a lot of other people do to the same market, it's gone off of the concept of reciprocity, from Cialdini's book. And that if you provide them with something, they'll feel indebted to you and want to come back and pay you back somehow.
I already see a problem. Number one, it's going to take a while for this to take effect, and your clients are not going to like the time.
Here's the thing. Actually, it's not.
Okay.
Because...
Tell me more.
It's not 100% based on reciprocity.
Okay.
There is a blatant advertisement pitch for
now
the dental office.
Okay.
But the point behind... What it is it's a short intro, and then it's maybe 8 to 10 resources in the local area. Favorite restaurants, hardware stores, gas stations, car wash places, you know, things that you always look around for and try to find the best of, that the actual dental office is recommending to this new person.
Got it. Okay.
And included with that is a special offer from the dentist, because they're obviously going to recommend themselves as well. And my plan for this is that they'll look at this and say, oh, here's a bunch of great things, we'll put this up on our fridge. You know, meanwhile, this blatant pitch for the dentist stares you in the face.
Which has an expiration date.
Which does have an expiration date, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. So it's not so much based on, hey, let's throw a bunch of free stuff at the people and just wait. It's mm-hmm. based on, here's a bunch of free stuff, but here's another offer that you might want to take advantage of now.
Okay. What's in it for the client?
For my client?
Yeah.
New patients.
Okay.
What? And we're talking, if we're talking new movers, we're probably talking more new families.
Okay. So families.
Families.
Okay. So that's, to me, that's a hook, because I'll give you an example. This morning, Angie at the front office gal at Soft Touch took one phone call from a grandmother and booked three grandchildren mm-hmm. at an appointment. Not one, but three.
No. So my mom would do that with our kid. Yeah. She would book her. I'm like, what? We don't need a dentist.
So we always shoot for families. Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, one phone call, multiple appointments. Okay. All right.
Well, that's always
so families. Yeah. I like that hook. That's an important point, by the way. It's not just getting new patients. It's how to add more families.
More
to
families.
Yeah. And there's a distinct differentiation between that language and what you would commonly see in a how to get new patients mm-hmm. approach. I've never seen the approach of how to get
that's
more
true.
New families.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one part of the hook. So we've got that, and okay, what does the client have to do in order to get these phone calls from new families?
Nothing. I mean, we take care of the mailings,
okay, here's
we
your,
take care
here's
of the design.
Here's your headline. How to sit on your ass, and if you're ballsy enough to use this headline, how to sit on your ass, or keister, if you don't want to say ass, how to sit on your ass and practically, let's see, how to sit on your ass and have more new patient family calls than Angie, your front office gal, could ever handle. Now, the secret to that is, the name is really important, Angie or whomever mm-hmm. the front, because what you need to do, and this is grunt work, you need to make, you know, 500 phone calls to your 500
figure
clients.
Out who they're.
And you find out who that front office person is, because the difference between that letter working well and working extremely well is that really
name.
In-depth of personalization. And guess what? When Angie gets the letter, she's even going to want to read it. And the job of a headline is to get that letter.
Gosh, that'd
read.
Be a great headline. That'd be a great teaser copy on the outside of an envelope.
Oh, hell yeah. So there. How's that?
A good start.
And how much you pay
for
this?
I figured you'd transcribe the letter for me.
No,
while
well,
we're here.
I mean, the letter is, you know, Dear Joe,
do I want to drive the comparison? I mean, I think the big, and maybe this is just me being married to the idea,
no,
I
no.
think the big selling point of this is the differentiation between this and other new mover programs that they've probably done. A lot of new mover
yeah.
programs that I've seen out there, even
doctor,
one we've done in the past.
As a doctor, do you care, though? As the doctor, you only want to know what's in it for me, WIIFM.
Sure.
So it goes, you know, Dear Dr. Joe, not Dr. Smith, Dear Dr. Joe Smith, Dear Dr. Joe. You deserve to be sitting on your rear end with a cool, icy, frosty beer in your hand while new families are calling your office to schedule on your day off. The next call you should get is the one from your front office, Angie, your front office person, your front office gal, saying, Doc, you won't believe this, we just scheduled 4 new patient families just this morning. That's the same call that Jerry took from his front office gal, Angie, on August 15th. Mm-hmm. Don't you think you deserve that call? I'd personally like to make sure you get that call, that very call. And here's how we're going to do it. And you just go into them, tell them what you want them to do, what you've got, blah, blah, blah. You know, the usual formula.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's your pitch. And I think it's got to be centered around the use of the word families, and it's got to be centered around having that front office person's name, no work, and sitting on their butt. Because that's what they want to do. That's what everybody wants. They want to sit on their butt and get paid. And for a dentist to have his appointment book full on his
day off,
without
doing anything,
it's his dream.
That's a good point. That's why I talked to you.
I still got it.
Yes.
That's funny. Even after a beer and a half.
I mean, that's just kind of, it's a big, every time I talk to Jerry, and this is probably why I keep talking to him.
And it's the only reason, because I'm not cute.
He gives you kind of a slap to the face of, you've got one idea, one whole, you know, like I said, you get married to these ideas and you think they're the greatest thing ever, and you think you've got it all figured out, and then to get somebody else's angle on it.
Well, it allows you to drill deeper, because you can't see the forest through the trees. I mean, you got to stand back, take the Google Earth approach to things. You know, if you look at Google Earth and, you're seeing literally, you can go and zoom in. Like yesterday I was checking out, I'm driving up to Canada.
Time.
Yes, I am. I bet I was. I'm driving up to Canada.
Right.
I'm driving up to Canada a couple weeks, week and a half with my wife for her 40th birthday week. We're going to go up there and do some fun stuff. And I haven't been to Whistler in a long time. We're not going to Whistler, but I just want to see just how far.
I'm saving my Canada trip for the Olympics coming up.
It's coming up.
Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Not too far away.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. But, you can see, you get a whole bird's eye view, really. I mean, a satellite's eye view. Mm-hmm. And sometimes on your marketing ideas, and even your own business in general, you have to, step back and zoom out, if you will, and take that Google Earth view of what's going on. And then drill deep into what is going to motivate your prospect to get off their ass and do what you want them to do. Versus, kind of a... You need to be throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs instead of, throwing those weenie-ass, chick fastballs.
Sliders.
I think that's the difference.
The knuckle slurve, I heard that one the other day. You're not a big baseball guy. So
I love baseball, yeah.
The knuckle slurve.
As long as I'm watching it.
It's combining a slider, a curve, and a knuckleball. All in the same pitch. I don't know how anybody hits that thing.
That's a tough one.
I can't even hit a normal ball.
I used to work in a batting cage. I can pretty much hit it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
At least I could have.
Get the bat out there and hope something happens.
I'm catching a Mariners game. Trace and I are catching a Mariners game while we're up there.
Okay, you guys. Kids are all old and stuff.
Well, not really. House. 3 and 10, But
older than 1 and negative 6.
Pretty soon the 10-year-old's going to be babysitting. That's when I can't wait. Then I've got, I feel like I have my youth back. But anyway, that's
sitting the thing. On your butt and getting multiple patients per call.
That's what every client wants. And I mean, if we were to take this and say, and you came to me and you said, Jerry, I own a carpet store. I'm looking at the one right behind us.
Oh, I like that.
JK Abbey Carpets, or whatever the hell it is. I noticed they opened up a retail storefront just up the street here.
Yeah, rather than there.
Somewhere, yeah. They have this big giant warehouse. Well, if you were selling carpets, who are you selling to, first of all? I mean, they sell to contractors, they sell to homeowners. They've got kind of a mishmash, so they may have two different messages. But if you said, look, I own a retail carpeting store, and I've got this idea for people that move in, that just moved into their houses, not apartments, but houses, that may want to re-carpet, which, by the way, I'll bet you they've never mailed to new movers.
Especially they've never mailed to anybody. I'm thinking real estate agents. I'm just looking at their partners that they could have.
Yeah, I mean, they could really do a lot with marketing there. But, what would their hook be? Well, their hook would be, all we need is, for a brief 30-minute trip to our store. In 30 minutes, you can choose the underlayment or the pad. You can choose from our Supreme or Super Supreme pad and the carpet style and color you want. Those are the only two things you'll ever have to do other than pay for, the carpet.
You know, it'd be even better getting them on the phone and having them make two choices. Do you want the Spring or Super Supreme pad? What color and what style are you looking for? And then send somebody to their place.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even have to leave their house.
Yeah, there you go.
And say, here's, 10 samples of what we have that fit
what
we think you're looking for.
Right, and have big enough swatches that they can lay down.
Lay them all down.
And you think about it, James, you and I think differently than most business owners. But I'm looking at that as, okay, that's a multi-$1,000 sale.
Just one, yeah.
Just one. And if you mailed 5,000, well, no, if you mailed 200 new movers a month and you only got one, you're going to spend, $300-$400 on mailings. You're going to send your guy out there. He's gonna make a $5,000 to $7,000 sale.
He'll
he's going to close everybody
because
nobody else will do that.
Yeah.
And he's literally going to sit there and go, well, all I need to get this started is your credit card information. My guys will be in here. When do you want them scheduled? When do you want them in here tomorrow? Great. They'll be here tomorrow morning with, I mean, can you imagine? That is how
you wouldn't even have to say what do you want
to
schedule. You just walk in and say
we're ready.
We'll have them tomorrow, or line them up. We'll be like, I'm calling the store right now. We're getting the carpet here.
You know, 5 o'clock
how cool
at night,
would that be?
It'll be done by 11. Yeah. You know, go here's a night on us at the local hotel. Go have a manicure with champagne.
Call Joe Polish. We're in.
that's what this kind of crap that we do here is all about. This marketing beer cast. It's these different
look at the amount of value we just added to anybody's business. Right, yeah. We could run over there and probably sell them this for
how much would that be worth to them? They wouldn't do
nothing.
It first of all.
No, they'd be like, I'm gonna have to consult the board on that.
We don't want to do that. There's too much risk involved.
We gonna have to pay a salesperson.
Yeah. What about the gas? What about insurance? I can just see all the objections.
We're gonna have to get a van to send people out.
And then what if we can't get our carpet guys to work that late?
Yeah, we have to have the carpet installers on call.
Oh man. And we'd have to pay them overtime. Oh man.
Jerry, I figured out, in this job market right now, you can get anybody to do anything for a certain amount of money.
I could have landscapers coming at midnight if I wanted them, and they'd probably prefer it after the 107 degrees we had yesterday. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Our guys were in such a hurry to get away from our house yesterday because it was 107 out when they were there. They left all their garbage cans that they put the grass in. They left them. What usually takes them an hour took them like a half an hour. They were practically lifting the lawnmowers over the grass. They weren't even letting them roll. They were just like, oh, we got to get out of here. Let's wrap this beer cast up. Too much value in one second.
Man, I hope everybody listened like through the whole thing because it's kind of a longer one for us.
It is.
But if they listened to the last 4 or 5 minutes, they should have gotten
major
something
value.
That's incredible. So, all right.
You know, I was just thinking.
That's first.
It's another beer cast.
Another beer cast. Yeah. We'll go to the next one.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. This is James Erickson. Thanks for listening to Marketing Beer Cast. To listen to all the other Marketing Beer Casts, marketingbeercast.com. You can download them. They're free there.
We need to put a PayPal donations.
That's a good idea.
Thing on there. Because I know some guys are
check and check.
All right.
Keep the beer flowing. We'll talk to you guys later.